all those worlds in between. I am Ender the Doll doing this week's Taking It to the Streets interview for WWOZ, and we have none other than the man, the myth, the legend, the one that told kids you know what, Mr. Wendell Jackson, original fool. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. Just blessed to be here.
So for those that don't know who you are, can you please introduce yourself?
Well, my name is Wendell Jackson, president of the original four, not the founder. Let's get that straight. The founder is Carlos Dunn and Kevin Dunn.
Also, you do Black Mask and Indian as well.
Yeah.
So you are all the way well-rounded in the culture.
Yes, I am.
So for those that's wondering, what does culture mean to you?
Everything. That's first one to say, everything means to me. I mean, it's something that should never die and should always keep going on and on. And I think the young people should really keep it going for us. That's not going to be here too longer to do it. Because, you know, there's another generation after us. So they need to learn it and learn the real reasons of why we do this and how to do it the right way.
Via, you know, social media, you seeing more young people knocking at our legends, at our OGs, and they don't even know what they're doing.
Well, I think the idea they have is the second line. Like, that's their main ingredients to dance. And I'm going to tell you like this here. They're dancing. They are dancing. But it's bigger than just dancing. Because you got a lot of people from way back in the 80s and the 90s that's been dancing on the sidewalk. So you got people that never second line that could dance, that never was able to hit the streets, but they could dance. But it's a different putting the clothes on and putting a decoration on and having some kind of creativity about what you're doing and having a meaning of what you're doing and coming with stuff like that, like your themes and stuff like that. They're just putting on stuff and like, you know, what is this? And not dressing up and putting tennis on and all kind of stuff like that. But to each his own, you know? So we used to get up and turn the TV. Now they got the remote. Now we got internet. Now we got YouTube. We got all this here. So it does change, but you don't change. The culture doesn't change. We're changing the culture because we choose to change it and come on a low budget way. But you still got some that's not coming like that. And we can appreciate that. But for the ones that's not, you got to take pride in what you're doing. Just like your regular going out clothes, you take pride in. One time you wear suits to funerals. Now they're wearing T-shirts to us. So this is what it is, you know. And I think the culture is going to die from doing that because nobody's going to be interested.
Yeah, because we're not putting no fashion show on anymore. It's just if you putting a quote-unquote fashion show on, and it's definitely designer. And also, with that being said, it's so expensive. The economy is not feasible to do what we used to do anymore.
I could agree with you, but if it ain't for you, don't mess with it.
Because once you step in this arena, it's different.
Yeah, it's a whole different world. A whole different world. And it's just like Indians. We got a lot of Indians coming. A lot of Indians like to put on the clothes and dance and all that. But at the end of the day, when you finish dancing, you got to stand in front of that work that they're putting on. And they're sewing now. That's one thing I could say. A lot of them are sewing. Now, that generation there is really sewing. Because nobody sits at home and just practice dancing. You sit at home and think about a scheme, what you're coming with, or what clothes you're putting on. It don't take much to put on a pair of shorts and a dicky outfit. So I don't think you're, like, wondering what you're going to do with that. In the culture before all of them and before me, they put on clothes. When you talk about the Fiend Boosters, Mr. Wardell Lewis, who's still around, those people put on clothes. When you talk about the buck jumpers of old, the men buck jumpers of old, they put on clothes. Mr. Wardell, Frank Charles, I'm naming people like that. You say the Boosters, you talk about Bruce Gates, Twiggy, all these guys like that. You talk about the Money Wasters with Nelson and all those guys like that. you're talking about people putting on clothes. It's bigger than just going out there dancing, you know. So a lot of them don't even know those names I just said. So that's what makes it so hard, because you don't even want to know what that is and who it is. You talk about the old people. A lot of people that's young now don't even know about, like, even the generations after the ones I named. When you start talking about, like, Revolution, Family Tie, Goodfellas, the people like that, the Buck Jumpers of now, they are still doing what they're doing, like, because it came from that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You talk about Divine Lady. You talk about clubs like that. You talk about, I'm going to go back and say, they don't even know about, what the name of the gang is?
Devastating Ladies.
Devastating Ladies. They don't know that. They don't know about, honestly, now I'm going to tell you something. I do have to say this here. Pee Wee Crab Cakes know about this because he was born in this.
Exactly, yes.
So Pee Wee Crab Cakes know about this here. So Devastation at one time had their own Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know that, but they did. They had their own Sunday. Pee Wee know what it takes. He know what it takes. Now, you can know what it takes, but just don't really put foot forward to do it. But you sometimes, if you got a game, you need everybody to be on the same page to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or it all will fall on you.
Yeah, there's no iron team, but you definitely have to have that teamwork. You have to have that pride. You have to have that gang behind you.
And me, what I know is from watching and from being with my best friend coming up, Kevin Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
I went solid. Everywhere he went, I went. So I know what to do. I know my capabilities of what I need to do. I know how to come like the original folk come.
Because it's within you. You've been seeing it for so many years.
All my life. So, you know, I definitely see that. You know, I mean, and I look at Goodfellas. Naughty come from our stock, from the original folk stock. First time, second line, it was with us. Then he started his own thing. And he ain't looked back since. You know, and you can name a lot of clubs that come out of our camp. You talk about Revolution. Revolution come out of our camp.
Mm-hmm.
Family Tie come out of our camp. And that's what I see. When you say about Joe Black and Butt and all them, Disco and all them, they come out of our camp. When they wanted to get right and do that they came to see us to, like, get right.
Mm-hmm.
And then they learned the game. And then they start coming like that. Pigeon Town is from out that original folk camp.
Okay.
So I can name. So when you start putting on decorations and all that, there's a lot of people that came out that camp. Out of Kevin Dunn. Kevin Dunn didn't touch a whole lot in this city.
Yeah.
That he don't touch no more. You could go across the canal, CTC. They come out that camp. I just come to do what I do. It's 45 years.
And that's a blessing. You really don't see too many clubs lasting after 20. So
right.
45 years, that's a blessing. So I definitely commend you for holding it down, and also Mr. Kevin Dunn for holding it down for 45 years. Y'all are amazing. And thank you for keeping this culture alive and putting them clothes on.
I got to put them on. I can't come no other way. When I stop putting them on, that means I stopped coming.
Yeah.
And I love what I do. I love this. This is where I come from. I come from this before I came from doing Indian. I wish I'd have did Indian earlier, you know. I love this here right here. Second line, I love this. This is my world.
So we did have Mr. T-Bird on earlier this month, and he did admit that you are his competition. He do see you as competition, but it's friendly competition.
It is friendly. With me and Bird, it's definitely friendly competition. We go to battle. We talk to each other. We talk about who gonna win, who gonna do this and all that. We do that. And it was the same thing with Revolution when it was coming, more when it was coming. Because me and Bird used to go at it all the time. But me and Bird, we go at it and be like, okay, because we're in that same month. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he start the month off and I end the month. So he'll say, man, look, we go in the Super Bowl. And I'll come back and say, well, you know, we might be going to the Super Bowl, but ain't number one person to win. And also I say what I said. So I'm like, at the end, I'm going to win. You know, he said he's going to win. You know, so it was like that. But we battled like that. But it was like all love. Ain't no nothing like that. Just like back in the days. God bless the dead. My friend Mason. Dog is gone. But the sidewalk at that time, when I say Furious Five on the sidewalk, I stand on this here, was holding the sidewalk down. It was making everybody want dance. Everybody wanted to dance. And Mason was the one. And I got to say him that.
Yes. Him and the Furious Five, they highlighted the sidewalks.
That was the sidewalk. And yes. I got nothing but love for the Five. I got nothing but love for YMO, for who they are. Especially with Norma Dixon holding it down, making sure that all the clubs be okay between him and Tamara Jackson.
Yes. They do a wonderful job with helping all of the clubs out.
So my clubs right now, we still got some strong clubs out here right now. Strong clubs. Yeah. I would say the Buck Jumpers. I say the Divine Lady, Buck Jumper Men, the Do-Man Gang. If Family Tide was still coming, Revolution was still coming, it would be cold on the street to go to war. And sometimes I put it like this here. It's lonely at the top. I need something to make me rock. And I'm hearing this year is going to be a hell of a year. So I don't know.
Yeah, just a lot of anniversary year. This is really the anniversary season. Yes.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people that's stepping up. And it's more the older clubs that's really stepping up.
And I love that for them. I feel like the older clubs have been overshadowed by the new clubs. But now these older clubs like the Prince of Wales, the Original Fours, the Ladybug Jumpers, the Men Bug Jumpers are ready to battle and be like, hey, I'm here. We've been here the longest. We ready to roll.
Right. And Do-Man, I'm telling you, I don't know nobody pulling off events like Do-Man. I got to say that about my brother Byron. I don't know nobody pulling off events like them.
Yes.
So I guess they might be ready to go to the Superdome.
Yay.
They might be going like Taylor Swift after a while.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So I send that shout out to them.
And speaking of this Sunday, what can we expect Sunday? I know we have the beautiful Brandy representing as KOK Queen. And
I have a new club coming with me, but they're not a new club, but this is their first year coming with me. Mm-hmm. I have Nucky, which is King of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody know who Nucky is. Very virtuous, very known. Prince King. And his queen this year is Bedazzle. And they are starting at Premi at 12 o'clock. With their production.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put that out. I'm starting at Armstrong Park, but the first part of the day at 12 o'clock is where they're leaving from to come around the corner to me.
Yes.
But from what I'm hearing, it's supposed to be a big show around that corner that they're putting off. So everybody have a chance to go around there and get the pre-show before they come around there to me, because they're coming around the corner to me at that time. And I'm glad to have Nucky and them in my parade, and I welcome people to come. I don't try to stop nobody from coming and giving them a chance, a stage, because it's hard to get a Sunday.
Yeah.
And you don't get opportunity to get it, so I gave them that opportunity. And I think everything went well on my end and on his end, and me and Nucky is on the same page, so I'm good with it. So I'm looking forward to be a successful parade. I'm hearing it's going to be bigger than ever because of Bedazzle.
Yes.
Which is a queen. And I just want to say this here. The queens and the kings now are really taking it to another level. And I'm not mad at it, because everybody want to be awesome, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to be good.
Exactly.
And I have to say this here. I'm going to just say this here, and it just facts. In the second line world, we were the trendsetters. We were the first ones to put that glass on the street.
Mm-hmm.
The first one to bring the suitcase.
I was just about to say that. I was about to ask. Y'all were the first ones to have functional briefcases.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't see it, but we did the patrol belts. We did it all. You know, in clothes wise, we were the one brought the crisscross vest. We done brought the tabs on the pants, all kind of stuff. So the clothes and everything, we done did that. We done did the gator vests and all that. So been there, done that. Oh, like I said, catch me if you can.
Absolutely.
I'm coming.
So what bands can we expect on Sunday?
What bands?
Yes.
You got a Sporty Brass Band, TBT, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure. I think it's the Young Something for Bad Boys. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm really not sure. But okay. I know one thing. I ain't going to tell no lie. But I got the truth.
That's all we need to know.
The truth ain't lying. Ain't no lie. All I can do is just say, come and see it. And enjoy yourself and have fun.
So before concluding this week's interview, is there anything more you would love to express about the Second Line culture or Original Four? And do you have any shout-outs?
I only have shout outs to the ones that's giving me my stop. My first stop is Do Man Gang. CTC is my last stop before we get to Washington Cell. That's at Liberty and Jackson. Mm-hmm. And I like to shout out Second and D because I think something is going to happen around there, but I don't know what it is, if it's going to happen or not, because it's not with my gang, but I think they're going to do something around there. I like to shout out to the Buck Jumpers, to Do Man Gang, to the Goodfellas, to all the clubs that's out here that they came already, the ones who are coming. I'd like to say that. I'd like to say I thank God for even allowing me to see today if I don't see Sunday. That's what I want to say.
Well, Mr. Jackson, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us, educate us on our OGs, our legends, and I'm definitely seeing you on Sunday. It's no question of a doubt. We're going to be ready for Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
This concludes this week's Taking It to the Streets interview. I am Andy the Doll. This is Mr. Wendell Jackson. We'll see you on Sunday, baby.
Thank you, sweetheart.